Today, we commemorate the shahadat of an amazing personality, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, who was the first grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was born, Rasulullah smiled with all his teeth showing, and he used to also say, Hassanu minni wa ana min al-Hassan. His was the first aqiqah in Islam, and it became sunnat Muhammad. Incidentally, naming has a profound effect on a child, and the name Hassan means intelligent, clean in conduct, intelligent with patience. It's a beautiful name. Imam had a traumatic childhood with the affairs of the Ummah in disarray after the wafat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even later on there were disputes with Muawiyah, who sent Imam a blank letter with a signature and stamp saying, write what you like, known as Sahif al-Bayva, and authority was provided. Well, there's an agreement that comes between Muawiyah and Imam Hassan alayhi salam, where Imam says that Muawiyah should act according to the Qur'an, the Sunnah, and the behavior of the rightly guided Khulafa. That there would be no succession which would be approved only by Muawiyah. That he would abandon the cursing of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Remember, Muawiyah had adopted a policy whereby he cursed Imam Ali alayhi salam in every khutbah on Friday. Imam asked him to make sure that the treasury was fair and compensation be given to the families of the martyrs of the Battle of Jamal and Siffin. People's safety would be assured in Sham, in Iraq, in Hijaz, in Yemen. All creeds would be assured. Now, Muawiyah agrees to this, but as soon as he receives the letter, he puts it under his feet and he says, I will not abide by anything, I will do what I want. And even after this, Muawiyah couldn't rest. He tried to kill Imam several times, eventually being able to bribe Imam's wife Ja'da, who poisoned Imam on the promise of wealth and Muawiyah's son's hand in marriage. Imam, through this poison, dies on the 7th of Safar 50 after Hijrah at the age of 47. But let's look at his character. And we know his character through various anecdotes of his life. There's so many, but I'll pick a few. One of the words that I remember my father used to tell him about him is how Imam always used to say, لا فقد مثل الجهل. There is no poverty like ignorance. You know, whenever he recited an ayah in the Qur'an, beginning with, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, he would say, Labbaik. And when he was reciting Qur'an, people would want to stand outside his house and listen, because it used to come from within. There is so much propaganda about Imam Hassan alayhi salam, so much fabrication of ahadith about him, and normally this happens when others are in an insecurity position and feel threatened by someone's righteousness. But maybe I will end with an incident about his generosity. Again, something I remember from childhood. There was a man who comes after Salatul Fajr to Imam. Couldn't say that he wanted, because he wasn't somebody who was prone to ask, that he was in need. So he composed a poem which sort of went along the lines of, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, there isn't anything I can sell or purchase for money. What you see is my total condition. All I have left is my honor. I protected myself from selling it, but now, because I have to, I have found you the best of those buying it. Imam asked his servant, how much money do we have in the house? And the servant came up with a sum of 12,000 dirhams. And Imam said, give him. But the servant said, but Ya Ibn Rasulullah, there's nothing left. And Imam says, don't ask, because you're giving it to your Rabb. And he told the man, take something little from me and be the one who has sold nothing and I have bought nothing. So much we have to learn from the lives of these masumin. Absolutely amazing. There was a man who came up to Masjid al-Nabi and was abusing Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is his father. This is an Imam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam told him, you're tired just now. Let me take you home, have something to drink, have something to eat, rest, and then we'll talk. And that just changed the man completely. One who started off, as he said, as an enemy of Imam Ali alayhi salam, turned out to be one who completely was overawed by him through his son. It is Imam Hassan alayhi salam whose tabligh, through his character, just ensured that the righteousness, the truth, the purity of what Muhammad the Arabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, remained an amazing personality. Inshallah, when we look at history, we will look in detail about his life.